USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rains are coming to Northern California. They could provide relief to firefighters who are battling the deadly campfire, but might also bring flash floods. 3 to 6 inches of rain expected through tomorrow, and that could make things dangerous for fire crews and displaced survivors. At least 81 people are dead from the campfire alone. 3 more people killed to the south by the Woolsey Fire. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of fire evacuees with no place else to go than a Walmart parking lot in Chico. This man says they've heard they're going to be run out of there soon by authorities.
No matter what way you look at it, every single person here is sleeping outside because society has failed to take care of their needs.
The CD says an E. coli scare means do not eat romaine lettuce till further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new report claims that President Trump wanted to, and in fact tried, to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey earlier this year. The report in the New York Times says former White House counsel Don McGahn ended up telling Trump that ordering a prosecution of the two would raise allegations of abuse of power. It's unclear what charges Trump was wanting to level against the two. Forecasters on the East Coast are warning this could be the coldest Thanksgiving ever. A high-pressure system from the Arctic will be descending on the Northeast tomorrow, and temperatures could plunge into the 20s or the low 20s, and with wind chills even worse. The cold could be a big issue at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan, where because of the winds, some of the big balloons may have to be grounded. And actor Robert De Niro and his wife are splitting up after 20 years of marriage. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Reactions are still coming in after a court ruling against the Trump administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send, and this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come as we see caravans stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
The results of the midterm elections are finally official in Florida, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
During a meeting that took just a few minutes, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met in Tallahassee Tuesday morning and certified the results of the voting as well as the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by about 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.